Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. by both watching us and listening. And we're so appreciative of you listening and watching the program each and every day. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you. Michael Corbin, who is running for Congress, is going to be with us at the bottom of our second hour. And he is running for Congress in Georgia. Don Jans is with us. We're going to talk with him. I'll get his feedback. I'm sure he watched the debate the other night. I have to be honest with you. I can't stomach watching these people. I just can't. I try. I sit there. I get a few minutes into it. They give their first answers to their questions, and I go, yeah, okay. I'm going to find something else because this is really depressing to watch them. But I'll get Don's thoughts. Do we have is there a vice president out there somewhere? A vice presidential candidate somewhere out there? Maybe we'll see. Let's see. And bottom of this hour coming up, Andy Ross will be with us. We're going to talk about gun safes, and we're going to talk about the new assault in California on our Second Amendment. And of course, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to set a precedent, basically to unravel the entire U.S. Constitution, which leads me to my first guest, and I'm very pleased to have her back on the program again. She is the Common Core Diva. You can find her at commoncorediva.com. I want to welcome Lynn with an E. You know that. My family is all fans of Anne of Green Gables, right? Mm-hmm. And Anne of Green Gables was Anne with an E, because that's just the proper way to do that and to stand out in the crowd as you do. So welcome, Lynn Taylor. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Greg. And let's take just a second to wish our CEO and founder of TECN, that's the, I think I said that right.
The Exceptional Conservative Network. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Kenneth McClinton, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Kenneth, and we couldn't do what we do without you. So thank you so much.
29 years young.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll go with that.
Yep, 29 years young.
Absolutely.
Great man. Good brother.
Let's get right into it. All right,
let's jump. Talk to me.
Absolutely.
Talk to me. So Ken sent me this message. He said, hey, you're going to talk to Lynn. There's a bill, and they're trying to pass a bill to teach communism. Now, I looked, and I saw DeSantis sign something trying to expose it. But who's trying to pass a bill to teach it? Or is that...
Okay. Let's see here.
No. You've got stuff that you... I mean, you were all...
Yeah,
you're ready, so no, that's fine.
We'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there because it plays into what else we'll talk about. But very quickly, and that's another show, we'll dive into this bill because it's very wicked. But just short and sweet, yes, there is a bill. It's H.R. 5349. It is the crucial, critical teaching of communism. And the whole bill is premised on the fact of how evil it is, but what it totally negates is the fact that there is so much of that already in America. It's like, which brand of communism are you going to want to teach?
Right.
It also puts Congress in charge of developing new curriculum, which is totally unconstitutional, as well as it has a large Republican backing. So it's not just the Democrats who are trying to send us down the river. And let me just say one little thing, and then we'll jump into our other topic. And that is, if you're trying to find a division between the political parties as far as which one will save you, neither. Because it's kind of like, I want you to think of lesser of two evils. God never told us in the Bible to go with the lesser of two evils.
That's right.
They're connected to the same money, the same PACs, the same lobbyists, the same international groups. So I want you to think of it like this, that less evil is still evil, just like light beer is still beer. Now, apply that to politics when it comes to what you're seeing in these debates, because I can tell you one party is out to snow you and then turn around and put the screws to us. And the other one is in our face about it. So which one are you really going to go with? You need to understand that there are more than two parties in America, but it's because of that biopic mess that we cannot seem to break free. It's we, the people, who need to stand up and go beyond the two-party system.
And we need to choose individual right. candidates that that have our values and that we see a track record in their life that tells us that they're principled and that they are going to stick to those principles. And I know this is way off of this particular beaten path. Well, it isn't. It's on track with what you're saying. Right. And that's this. Everybody talks about term limits. Again, I will remind you, the problem with term limits is that changing the name on the door doesn't change the staff and it doesn't change the system. And the problem we have now is we do not have a constitutional republic system in place at the federal government level, and until we literally drain all of that, changing the names on the door is going to be just simply that, changing the names on the door. No change in policy, no change in activity, no change in results.
Absolutely. I could not have said it better. Now, one of the other things about the teaching communism bill is that it's going to take marginalized people and turn them into patriots. In other words, we're going to start highlighting the victim mindset. And if you know anything about communism, that is a huge component of it, which segues into my article with the American Policy Center on Sustainable Development Goal number 16. Now, if you know anything about the Sustainable Development Goals, you'll know that 16 has to do with peace and justice. And who in America, Pastor Greg, is largely thought of when we think of peace and justice? Isn't it our law enforcement?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Am I supposed to take a bite of that apple?
I was hoping you'd take a little.
I'm not sure. I'm used to the twists and turns of all of this.
Yeah. Well, supposedly, when we think of peace and justice, we usually have somewhere in our mind, if not immediately, law enforcement. And this particular article was the product of me being a little researcher, Snoopy wife, and, protective citizen. And what I mean by that is my local newspaper published this article saying, oh, our local police force has now been nationally accredited. And oh, joy, what a great thing that is for them.
Not us, not we the people,
but for them.
Yeah.
I come to find out that the accrediting body is a private institution.
Yeah.
So here we have a mix of fascism with public and private partnerships.
Yeah.
And then one of the first things out of the gate, and this is in my article, and it's called SDG 16, Back the Blue Decoded. And you can find that on American Policy Center under their Sustainable Development Goals tab. But here was the first thing that hit me. It tells them the first benefit as being an accredited body, Pastor Greg, is that they get a stronger defense against lawsuits and citizens' complaints, because accredited agencies are better able to defend themselves against lawsuits and citizen complaints.
Sure.
And many agencies have reported a decline in legal actions once they've become accredited. Now, here is the duh moment, okay? Well, of course, you're going to see a decline because you just took away their First Amendment right to speak out against tyranny.
Yep. Yep,
and this
absolutely.
This is a benefit. Now,
well, and I wonder, did you find, because behind these national accreditations are actually international entities. So your law enforcement agencies are actually being taken over by international entities, which ties into the G20 and it ties into WEF and it ties into basically globalizing our law force. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's precisely where this article will take you. It will take you to every one of the international entities, including the UN's arm for international technology, because of course we have to data track. Now, where else this goes? And the article is quite lengthy, but it is quite important for us to understand, because those among us in local areas who still have those policemen and women, those law enforcement agents who are still trying to stand by the Constitution and do the right thing, they need our support more than ever, because as they become more marginalized and replaced by these globalized idiots, they're going to need all our support. They really will. So why I said being a nosy wife is that my husband years ago worked in law enforcement. He was with the prison system in the state of Florida. And so talk about a stacked deck against all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there was a lot of things that needed to be spoken up for, just as there are now. Fast forward 20 some odd years, we still need to be speaking up. And, you know, I did take a chance back then, and I spoke up for some of the dangers that these people would face in those prisons as being guards, or like he was a supervisor over a department that was connected to the prison. But, you know, they're going to sit there and say, oh, well, he's not in danger. Well, absolutely. Yep. Anytime you put people who are trying to be authoritative over those who are being incarcerated, there is a danger of something happening. Mm. And what this collusion between local law enforcement and globalization is, that it tends to make all of us become a victim and need authority that is unconstitutional, as it is immoral, over us. So we all would become a victim under this, because law enforcement is not just our police. It is anyone who is in any sort of way connected to law enforcement, down including to fire department and your post office.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the challenge that you've got, right? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And, you know, and the laws are only as good as those that are, you know, able to enforce them. And those that are attempting to enforce them are only able to be as good as those that are making the laws. And right. And unfortunately, we have a broken system on so many levels.
Well, how this ties into the Sustainable Development Goal number 16, this will also go into Sustainable Development Goal number 4, which is education, which is my area of expertise. And we're going to get to how law enforcement and this kind of accreditation is a harm. Okay. But here is the massive amount of law enforcement overreaches tied directly to Sustainable Development Goal number 16, bribery in law enforcement agencies. The role of civil society, or how much you participate in civil society, corruption and sustainable development, the impact of corruption on our human rights. Now, not our God-given rights, but the UN's defined human rights.
Okay.
Protection of whistleblowers. Will that still be in place? Gender, poverty, children, discrimination in our criminal justice system, access to health care and education in prisons, alternatives to imprisonment, measures to prevent violence against women, access to legal aid and pretrial detention, new and emerging forms of organized crime. And the list goes on and on and on. And it is absolutely just egregious. Now,
all under sustainable development?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, how law enforcement is involved with education is that they're now known as school resource officers. There we go. Sorry, it's a tongue twister. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ahead of myself. But yes, a lot of our law enforcement have now taken the place of those school resource officers, who used to be just general population people wanting to help out at the school. And here is, from the Department of Education, a new guideline, several hundred pages long, and it will tell you that in order to create a safe, inclusive, supportive, and fair school, we have to have law enforcement become part of the problem-solving team, so that when Johnny and Susie get labeled as a behavior problem, they can be put into the system to be what? controlled. Now, that's not bad enough. The Department of Education has an over 4,000-page document that shows you all the school discipline laws, not only for every United State, but for the territories as well as the District of Columbia. And by far and away, the most policed place in school laws and discipline is D.C.
You see, and to my mind, that's so contrary, because D.C. is the most lawless area in our country out on the streets. So what you're saying is that all of law enforcement has focused its efforts, or is being told to focus its efforts, really in controlling our children. Taking control of our children, the indoctrination of our children, the grooming of our children, all of those things, and essentially abandoned the streets. So now the streets are filled with nothing but criminals and chaos and crime and businesses having to close their doors because they're being pilfered and stolen and robbed, and there's no police around to do anything about it.
It's absolutely egregious. Now, a few years ago, I watched a documentary that was fully backed by not only the statewide law enforcement agencies, but by the statewide Council of Churches. And that was to somehow go in and micromanage the mental health of every student through the positive behavior support system, or the multi-tier support system. It's now known as social and emotional learning, which is mind manipulation is what
right.
it is.
Right.
And
right.
I can also tell you that a lot of this will back up to the Second Amendment, because we have like the Department of Health and Human Services with their substance abuse and mental health awareness. They have a project called Project Aware, which goes into schools and basically trashes the Second Amendment. And through that, they'll sit there and tell you, oh, well, you know, we've had so many schools that have been victimized by shooters. And yes, we have, not denying that. But their solution, Pastor Greg, was to come up with a law enforcement program called ALICE, which helped you become more of a victim than a fighter.
Well, it also seems to me, I mean, the whole purpose of, for those who have talked about having, you know, a law enforcement officer at the school or having somebody that's there was at security only. I mean, that was the whole idea was to have somebody there so that if you had a shooter show up, like in Uvalde, as an example, you had someone that was trained, a professional that was trained on site to try to mitigate whatever the intent was of that individual, and that was prepared to do it. Now what you're saying is that they have used that. It sounds a lot like what they did with the Patriot Act, right? The whole idea,
absolutely.
You know, the way they sold the Patriot Act was, hey, we're just trying to catch terrorists. And this is the thing that, you know, John Adams warned us about and Thomas Paine, when they talked about, you know, laws, good laws are only good for good citizens. They do not restrict the lawless, and they actually shackle the good citizen and allow the lawless to trample over the rights of the good people.
Precisely right. Absolutely. Because this will include anything. Let's say someone has a weapon or a firearm. Well, automatically the police are involved. Chronic discipline, absenteeism or truism, substance abuse, gangs or related activities, bullying, harassment, hazing, and get this, dating and relationships. Now, excuse me, that is taking it way too far. Yes, I understand, as having been someone who dated way back in the dark ages, that, you know, there are things that happen that are not so great on dates. I get that. But to automatically assume that you have to have a law enforcement presence in a school, and there may be dating, there may not be. But this goes, it's dating was the sales point. The relationship, that's the kicker, because that's where you start to go into the family or how the family is viewing other relationships that they may or may not agree with. So that's where the real agenda is.
Absolutely. I mean, that in total, that's really your greatest issue. Your issue is, too, is they are determining now they're in this position. Mental health really is becoming a matter of what they believe your beliefs should be.
Right. That's that mind manipulation. Absolutely. Through social and emotional learning.
And so they are, and so
our sustainable development goals, as well as this bill that is so questionable.
Well, it ties back to whether or not you have faith in God and whether you believe in the Bible.
Right.
I mean, if you are someone who actually holds to Scripture and believes in the Word of God, you are now, they are priming this, and in the dark corners where they don't talk to you, you are considered to be someone. And Janet Reno said this, right? Remember, under Clinton, they said, you know, if you attend church more than twice a week, you're probably mentally unstable. Okay, if you're praying every day, if you're reading the Bible every day, we got to keep an eye on you because you're probably a radical. And this goes to, you know, what they've done to attack parents, and we're going to run out of time here this time around. But you know, this goes to also, if you're a parent and you're listening to Lynn right now and you're going, man, I'm concerned. When you show up at the school board meeting, when you show up at the school and you ask to see documents and you ask questions and you start asking questions, you be prepared because you're going to be labeled now as a problem.
Yep.
And that's why we've got to get a hold of our school boards. And I'll send you, Lynn, this, but the Lord gave me it's basically a resolution statement that I believe that every city council, every county commission, every school board should say regarding us rejecting international bodies designating laws that violate our U.S. Constitution. And I know one of the people in a group that I'm in is they're trying to push through in Tennessee a nullification bill, which I think would be wonderful. I don't know if we'll be able to get that accomplished in all 50 states, quite frankly. But we can at least start as a grassroots effort to get our local bodies to take on this resolution and say, no, we're going to follow the Constitution and we're going to defend the rights of the people that elected us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here. CommonCoreDiva.com. CommonCoreDiva.com. Lynn M. Taylor. Lynn, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Greg. And you know what? Next time we'll bust something else open for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. All right, folks, we are going to take a break. Andy Ross will be with me here momentarily, American Rebel. And we'll be talking with him about the assault on 2A in California, as well as, you know, the most recent controversy regarding a gun safe company that gave the federal government the combination to a Patriot's gun safe. We'll talk to him about his thoughts on that. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Courthouse lawn, red, white, and blue, I stand for you. And from up here, I've seen it all, good and bad times, too. I stand for you. I've seen first kisses, desperate wishes, beauty queens and old sons of bitches, counting their blessings, living where they do. I've seen this town in trouble, fights and struggles, you all pull together and help one another. There ain't nothing that you can't get through. It's what we do. You stand for me, I stand for you. Put your faith in family, friends and God, freedom and truth, I stand for you. I'll fly forever, never stop, I love with you, I stand for you. I've seen first kisses, desperate wishes, beauty queens and old sons of bitches, counting their blessings for living where they do. I've seen this town in trouble, fights and struggles, you all pull together and help one another. There ain't nothing that you can't get through. It's what we do. You stand for me, I stand for you. stripes never touch the ground. I stand for you. I stand for you. You stand for me. I fly high above this courthouse lawn, red, white, and blue. I stand for you.
I stand for you. That was Andy Ross, and we are joined by Andy right now. Andy, welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Well, that was beautiful.
Thank you. It was a blessing to get to write.
Tell me about the inspiration.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of country patriotic rock and roll I've put out over the years in my music career. And I, like many other patriot artists, have written songs about the flag. You know, Toby Keith's got a bunch of songs about the flag. I've got some songs about the flag. But I had the idea to write the song instead of about the flag. I wrote it from the perspective of the flag. In other words, the flag's the one singing the song. He's flying high above, you know, the flag's flying high above the courthouse lawn, red, white, and blue, and I stand for you. So town, you know, he watched the town grow up, right? He's seen First Kisses and Desperate Wishes, and, you know, he's seen that there's nothing they can't get through. The flag has been flying high over this town and watched it grow up and mature and go through things. So it's a completely different way of coming with it from the flag's point of view.
How do you think the flag feels about people kneeling?
Well, that was the other underlying thing in the song. You stand for me, because God knows I've been standing for you, right?
Yes, sir.
I've been, you know, I represent this country, and this country has given you unbelievable opportunities, unbelievable gifts, unbelievable freedom. So you stand for me because I stand for you. And that was also part of what made that song sing.
Made it well, and how pertinent in light of the issue we saw on Sunday, right? With Travis Kelce deciding to take a knee. I think that whole thing with him and Taylor Swift, I think that was all just a setup in order to try to draw attention to that kind of anti-American nonsense.
Yeah, I was at the game. I did not see him take the knee, but I was there. I'm originally from Kansas City.
Okay.
And I live in Nashville, and that's where I'm coming to you from now. But my kids are in Kansas City, and I went back and took them to the game. And coincidentally, Taylor lives in my building. She's her and I both have been here about, I don't know, 12 years. And she's not here a lot. She has a place on each coast. And I think she keeps her place here because Tennessee doesn't have any state tax. So I think she keeps it as her registered residency, if you will. But sure. She's here from time to time. And I don't really know much about her politics. I know she's, you know, pretty nice to me and everybody in the building, and I've known her for a long time. But I missed that. I didn't see that. I'm going to go back and do some research on that. That'll break my heart if you did, because I'm a big Chiefs fan. And
I've actually got a picture of it that somebody had gone ahead and put up. But he is clearly taking a knee on Sunday during the national anthem, which is a shame.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected that from him.
Yeah, I was surprised to see it as well. It's posted, Jack Posobiec put it up.
I wouldn't have expected that from him, and I wouldn't have expected it from an Andy Reid coach team.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty disappointing. pretty disappointing. Well, I called to try to get a comment out of the Chiefs, and they passed me over and then hung up on me. I was trying to find out how they were going to respond to that. Let's shift that topic to another piece. I know there's two things we want to cover today. We're going to get into the safe and gun safes in a second, and I'd like to get your thoughts here in just a minute about we had a gentleman who was recently arrested by the FBI because the gun safe company then gave away the combination to his safe. And gave them access, and I'll get your thoughts on that in just a second. But as a musician, as a patriot, as somebody who is out there on social media, have you experienced the cancel culture, and can you give me your thoughts with regards to that, Andy?
You know, we're out there loud and proud on social media. My music, you know, if you listen to Cold Dead Hand, Ain't Running Out of Ammo, American Rebel, What We Do for Fun Around Here, you know, All American Heart, you know, there's a lot of country patriotic rock and roll in what I do.
Sure.
It's interesting because, you know, when we see it on social media, and, you know, I expect some kickback on social media and some trollers and stuff like that. That's just kind of par for the course, right? I had a TV show for 10 years called Maximum Archery World Tour, and I bow hunted the world on outdoor TV, and I had all these anti-hunters and death threats, and, you know, I mean, I'm kind of used to that on social media, going all the way back to MySpace, for crying out loud.
Okay.
What is interesting, though, is to be booked. I'm playing a show called Rocktoberfest coming up in October, this coming month here. And I played it last year, and it's up in West Virginia, and there's some people that kind of come in from Maryland and from some other areas. It's kind of up in that kind of corner area.
Okay.
And not everybody knows what they're about to get when they come to an Andy Ross show. So, you know, I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to witness my faith. I'm going to tell everybody what I think and what I feel. And, you know, I always believe it doesn't matter how late you stay out on Saturday night, give them life the finger. It's still a good idea to get up and go to church on Sunday, and I'm going to let them know it. And, you know, so it's interesting to have them right there in the live audience. And we're, you know, a lot of times people are, you know, we're asked to be quiet as conservatives because, you know, we don't want to offend anybody. And it's funny to flip that role when I've got 80-90% of the people come to see me, know what they're coming to see, and they're all about it. And yep. There's 10% of the people that are like, I can't believe he just said that, but they're outnumbered. So I like watching, I like kind of seeing them out in the audience and watching them squirm. And I look right at them when I figure out who they are. I give it back to him.
You mentioned about the archery. I didn't realize the background with the archery. Did you ever run across Tread Barda?
I did not. No.
Tread was a guy that did a lot of the stuff similar to that, what you're talking about, especially with archery.
Yeah, I did it for 10 years. I was bow hunting the world 7 months a year for 10 years and was at trade shows. It was called Maximum Archery World Tour. And, you know, we had, I'm sure if you Google it, openers and things will come up, but it was a little bit before, you know, the big internet explosion. I'm not saying the internet wasn't out and, you know, we were dealing with dial up and different things. So it wasn't quite the digital age, when I was doing it back then, but, we had a great run. We were on the Outdoor Channel, Sportsman's Channel, Pursuit Network, very popular show. And, you know, what I did was I called it Maximum Archery World Tour, and I listed like all my dates and places that I hunted and the species that I hunted on the back of the t-shirts and ran it all the way down the shirt, like an old Van Halen or Journey concert t-shirt. And we treated it like a tour, even though we weren't playing music, we were hunting and we had our whole schedule for the year. And we treated it like a tour, and we moved our gear in road cases and we weren't flying. We used the tour bus and you know, I could play a little. So I wrote these hunting songs for the show, Gotta Go Hunting Blues, Hunt Me Down, Buck of a Lifetime, Blood Trail on a Whitetail, Support Your Local Wildlife, Gotta Go Hunting Blues. And little did I know that these Napsters and iTunes and these file sharing things were going to come out. And all of a sudden I was going to have like my, you know, my music taken off. Then I had people, country artists who watched my show who were hunters. You know, I mean, I'm an amateur musician and I'm getting calls from Blake Shelton and Rascal Flatts and writing with people like Chris Jansen and, you know, Porter Howe and the producer from the Davison Brothers, who I wrote with, who handled Travis Tritt in Little Texas, Jeff Foxworthy in the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Mm-hmm. He said, Andy, why don't we just make a record? And we've made four now.
Well, congratulations. You know, it's
thank you.
It's one of those things that happens when you're not really trying, because you can try and try and try. And I mean, I've been around that industry. You can try and try and try, yeah, and try. And it feels like you just, every time you're almost there or you're right at the door and, you know, and they get a phone call, right? And you're like, oh, no, yeah, man, come on. Just open the door and let me in. I know you'll like it.
You know, my whole life's been that way. I believe if you can go to bed at night and wake up in the morning and have a globe beside your bed, spin that globe, take your finger and stop that globe, and if it lands on the United States of America and you woke up in the United States of America, then you can chase that American dream. There's countries most you can't chase the dream, right?
That's right.
So
that's right.
I've been chasing the American dream, and I saw the opportunity to play music. But the story doesn't end there. In 2015, I had a song off my Time to Fight record called American Rebel. It went viral as a patriotic anthem, landed me on Counting Cars, where Danny built me the Second Amendment muscle car on the History Channel. We decided to build a brand around it. So we started making our American Rebel concealed carry clothing, backpacks, coats, and jackets. And we got into gun safes and other products. And as of February of 22 last year, we're now a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. So we've grown. We're having some great success. Started with a show. I did some music, turned into a music career. Song turned into a brand. Brands turned into a public company. We've got some new product offerings we're getting ready to do. And, you know, I'm not stopping, man. I'm going to chase the American dream. I'm going to get a book out at some point in my life, which I will only sell, you know, for donations, and I'm going to raise $50 million for kids with my story. And I'm just focused on chasing the American dream and taking advantage of everything that's been, you know, that's laid in front of me.
That's awesome. So let's talk about since we're kind of made a nice segue there into the gun safe situation.
Sure.
Just recently, we had a gun safe company that gave up combination to an individual. They tried to explain why this was Liberty Safe, and they there was a January 6th protester who was arrested by the FBI, and yeah, and they provided the FBI with access to his gun safe.
Yeah, Nathan Hughes was the gentleman's name, and the FBI came in. And, you know, let me first kind of set this up. You know, we manufacture American Rebel. We manufacture gun safes, and we bought one of our competitors, Champion Safe. And we all, as the manufacturer, we get it from the lock manufacturer that we all use. There's a backdoor code. And the reason this code exists is we get over 500 calls a year from people who they try to reprogram their combination and they hit a wrong button or they don't remember their combination. We go through a double verification process to make sure we're dealing with the registered safe owner.
Right.
We can provide them a way into their safe so they don't have to destroy the safe to get into it. We have on our warranty card and our safe registration card, there is a box you can check that says, we don't want you to have this. And we go in and delete it. And if they need help getting into their safe, we're absolutely going to be no help to them.
Good luck.
And we have people do that.
Yeah.
And people can do that. However, you know, that information is for the registered owner of that safe. It's not to give to their friends. It's not to give to someone who's robbing their house. It's not even to give to law enforcement. And had the FBI got in touch with them and got the code and got in the safe, you know, there's a process that you go through. And, you know, just take a play out of the tech companies like Apple. You know, law enforcement has tried to get information of phones and texts and records and stuff.
Right.
And they basically end up having to subpoena Apple, and then Apple will take them to court and fight them to the fullest extent of the law to protect that privacy. Now, I feel as a safe manufacturer, I feel when someone's buying our product that it's only to be assumed that we're in the privacy business.
Right.
And we should protect their privacy just as if we were protecting our own privacy. If I manufactured lawn furniture and you bought my lawn furniture, you would expect it not to rust. If you're buying a safe from a manufacturer, you would expect that they would protect your privacy to the fullest extent of the law. The thing that really kind of gets me about this story is, you know, safes are not completely bulletproof. I mean, you and I and a professional and the right tools, we could get in a bank vault.
Right.
You know, they're the FBI. They could have got in that safe. You know, the safe manufacturer, you know, certainly didn't need to roll over. I mean, if the guy, you know, this guy, you know, because it's tied to January 6th, it got a lot of publicity and stuff, but, you know, they just,
Andy, I have to assume that, you know, I mean, the FBI deals with drug dealers, you know, they deal with money launderers. I mean, they deal with, you know, sex crime people, holding, you know, pictures. And I mean, they deal with all kinds of different stuff like this, corporate espionage. I have to assume that the FBI has the ability to get into these individuals' safes in order to get the information that they need in order to prosecute their cases. And they don't need the safe company, as it were, to give them the combination in order to do that, like you've just suggested. So it almost seems as though, you know, the fact that Liberty Safe has, you know, broadcast itself as a patriotic, you know, Second Amendment and all that. This really almost sounds like, in some respects, that it's an attack against safe manufacturers, even yourself. Even though you guys haven't done anything, now all of a sudden these people are all in the back of their mind saying, oh, well, now, you know, I thought I was okay, but now, you know, I don't know who I can trust.
Yeah, that's such an intelligent insight you just had there. Such a great thought, because, you know, I'm in the business, so I'm programmed to think about it. You're not in the safe business, and you just come up, you know, you've got the same conclusion. When I heard it, I thought, this isn't going to be good for Liberty, and this isn't going to be good for the safe business in general.
Yeah.
You know, it is a black eye, not only on Liberty, but it's a black eye on the entire safe business. We've got people calling going, I can't believe you guys have this code. Do you have those codes? You know, we're spending all our time. Yeah, well, you know, as a matter of fact, we have one. Now, we would only provide it to the registered safe owner through a double verification process, and we would have fought that. And we'd be happy here. Send, you know, check this box, and we'll get rid of it. But
right.
No, it's a black eye for the whole safe industry. And more importantly, the most thing. I mean, everybody, you know, I got everybody, oh, you guys must be, you know, picking up all that business because they're struggling and all this stuff. You know, this isn't a black eye. It's a black eye on Liberty. It's a black eye on the safe business. But more importantly, it's a black eye on privacy.
Yep.
It's just a black eye on what in the world are we doing as a country?
It's one more knock on the peg, right?
Yeah.
Of our Bill of Rights, of our Constitution, of our sense of security that, yep. you know, right? Because, I mean, one of the amendments says you're supposed to be secure in your person and in your property. They're not supposed to be able to come in and just do whatever the heck they want to do. And now we have a big story about how that was just literally obliterated. And we already know this is an FBI that abused FISA. This is an FBI that spied on Americans. This is an FBI that goes into Catholic churches and spy. I mean, it's like a communist country, man. They're listening to what the preacher's saying, and they're writing it down, and then they're going to come, what, kick your damn doors down? Yeah, I mean, my God.
The school board meeting and what have you. You know, as you said, it's a chip, and someone could argue, hey, that's just a little chip. But, you know, man, you know, chips add up quick.
Yeah.
Add up quick. And you can't, you know, as U.S. citizens and patriots and freedom fighters, you know, we can't ignore a chip because we're smart enough to know that chips add up.
Well, and I think that it's, you know, it's why, you know, having you come on the program, that what I do here every day, you know, there's a reason that I have retained Pastor Greg for the last 11 years of doing this show. And it's not because I'm into titles. It's not because I want to pretend like I'm, you know, whole, you know, I'm sanctified just like any other believer by the blood of Jesus Christ. It ain't Pastor Greg. But here's the thing. I want pastors to understand, you better stand up. You were the ones who led the American Revolution. It was the Black Robe Regiment that led this country into freedom from the oppression of a tyrannical king. And right now we're under a tyranny. We've been under tyranny for a number of years now. And if pastors don't do it, we have one of two authorities. We're either under the thumb of man or we're under the liberty of God. Those are the authorities, period, end of story, and pastors are the ones who are the authority to speak on behalf of God to declare we are under one king, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen. And, you know, it's a shame, but pastors and churches more and more are getting soft.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother show for you and I.
Sounds like a good one.
I don't like it.
No,
I don't like.
No, I don't either, folks. We're coming near our end. I began this by talking and by playing. I am with Andy. Asked Andy in the green room. I said, "Hey, man, let's start out with a song. Let's start out with one of your songs." He said, "Well, I got a ballad," and I was like, "Great, let's do that. Let's do your ballad." And so we did that. And it's, you know, it was about the flag standing for us and us standing for the flag. And the flag is a symbol of the freedom and the liberty that we have. And, you know, if you're a believer, you understand, you know, the red stand, that's the blood of Christ. That's what that is, that has washed this country. Yes, it's the blood of patriots that have given their lives, veterans like myself and others who have taken that pledge. But it is also the blood of Jesus Christ. And it is so important for us to understand that it is on that authority and foundation that the United States of America stands. And I appreciate you, Andy, being with me today.
I'm happy to be here, one nation under God. And I'm thankful. I count my blessings. And, you know, we can sit here and kind of talk about all these chips and all these chips. And unfortunately, there's too many of them, but it's still the best country on this rock by far. We're still all blessed to be here.
Amen.
And it's not too late to stand up and make sure we correct course here.
100%, 100%. AmericanRebel.com, AmericanRebel.com. And I'm just going to throw this in, folks. If you're looking for a gun safe, Andy just let you know, they don't give out your code. They don't give out your code. All right. So you buy a safe from American Rebel and you're buying a gun safe that you can be assured you're the only one who has that code. If you want them to have it, they'll have it and they'll back you up. If you're like me and you forget passwords every once in a while, it's probably a good idea, but it'll be you and them and that's it. Andy, God bless you, man. Thanks so much for being with me. I greatly appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to coming back.
Sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. All right, folks, we are going to take a break. When we come back, hour number two, Don Jansen and I are going to talk. Is there a vice president out there? I mean, we know who the president ought to be, but is there a vice president out there somewhere? We'll talk about that coming up in just a minute. And then Michael Corbin joins us. He's running for Congress out of Florida coming up, or out of Georgia coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at Chosen Generation Radio at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And don't forget, get your safe at AmericanRebel.com. I'll be back with more coming up right after this.